Okay, good morning, everybody. Ooh, I forgot to turn on the Zoom. Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Yud Gimel. Let me turn on the Zoom. Sorry. Okay. Sorry about that. Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Yud Gimel. We are holding on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. We are at Lema Kitanoi toward the bottom of the page. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, La Shalom, and Shem Shavin Aliyah, and also by Rabbi Meir Brookheimer, in memory of his father, Hachaver Naftali Ben Meir, Zichron Levracha, whose yard site was the ninth day of Mar Cheshvan, Neshem Shavin Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. First, we're going to finish off our discussion of the sugya yesterday of whether it be Ikaro Kamatvis or Bahashta Kamatvis, that if a person has Basar Zivchei Shlamim La'achaz Rikas Dam in front of him, and he has a kikar in front of him, and he says this kikar should be Kizeh, does he mean Kizeh as it is right now, which is Mutter? Does he mean Kizeh as it was, which is Basar Zivchei Shlamim, which is Karban, and therefore Asr? So the Gemara is going to suggest that maybe that is subject to a Machlokas Tanayim, and then when we make that suggestion, that's going to bring us to a discussion of Bechar, whether a Bechar is considered to be a Dover HaNadur or a Dover HaAsr with regard to Hatfasa B'Nadarim, because we know the rule is that you could only be Matfis B'Dover HaNadur and not B'Dover HaAsr. So how do we view Bechar in that light? And then the Gemara is going to come to a conclusion of that sugya without really paskining one way or the other. Then the Gemara is going to discuss who holds that if you use lashonos of le and ke and just stam, like le imra, ke imra, and just stam imra, or le dirim, kadirim, and just stam dirim, that all of them are lashonos of neder. We're going to try to find the Tana that we can pin such a shita on, because there is a brisa that says that way. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to give us just more lashonos of nedarim that are chal, and then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about a neder on something that is not mamashi, that is not substantial. Can a person take a neder on words or on work without identifying a particular item, a particular object in the neder? Then, Be'ez Hashem, we will move on to the second parak of Maseches Nedarim, and we're going to start with that basic rule that a neder does not work when we're matvis on a davar ha'asur, only on a davar ha'nadur. And the Mishnah is going to give six different examples of a davar ha'asur. And the Mishnah is going to conclude by talking about what happens if a person takes a neder by saying that his wife should be asur on him like his mother. So in that case, we're going to go beyond what the halacha should be and impose an extra chumrah on Nama Aretz who decides to take such a lashon of neder. So let's begin. Again, we are at Lema Kitanai at the end of the page on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Lema Kitanai Hare Alai Kibuchar. It's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the end of the page. Last words on the line are Lema Kitanai. So Lema Kitanai, this suffix that we have of Rami Bar Chama, whether it be Ikaro Kamatvis or Be'etero Kamatvis, meaning Behashta Kamatvis, is Tali in a Machlokas Tanayim, because the Brisa says as follows: Hare Alai Kibuchar. A person says, this should be on me like a Bechar. Rabbi Yaakov also, Rabbi Yaakov says it's us or his neder is chal. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda says his neder is not chal. Say, Chidami, what exactly is the case? Say, I name lefnei zrikas damim. If we're talking about that, they argue where you say, Harei like a Bechar, lefnei zrikas damim. This should be like a Bechar prior to the zrikas dam. For some reason, my Zoom conked out again. Harei like a Bechar, lefnei zrikas damim. My time in the Mandashari. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda being matir? L'charo, b'char is no different from any other karban where you can be matis because they're included in davar anadur. V'i la'achar zrikas dam. And if we're assuming that the machlokas is talking about where you say, Arei like a b'char, after the Zrikas Dam, my time in demand the Asar. Then why would Rabbi Yaakov say that it's Asar? After the Zrikas Dam, it's Mutar Ba'achila, so there's nothing for that Fasa to be Chalon. It would be totally Mutar, because it's Mutar Ba'achila La'achar the Zrikas Dam. The Ran raises the question, is it totally Mutar La'achar Zrikas Dam? It's Mutar for Kohanim La'achar Zrikas Dam. So shouldn't the Hatfasa be Chal on the Isser for Zarim? So the Ran suggests that since it's not Asar for everybody, you see that the Isser is not there on account of the neder, rather it's an Isser Torah, and therefore you can't be matfis because it's no longer considered a davar hanador elolav. So what is the case that we're talking about? The machas basar b'char u'machas basar dehech kabei, that a person has basar of a b'char and this other basar in front of him. He has basar b'char after the zrikas dam and regular basar heter in front of him, and he va'amar ze kazeh, and he says let this be like this v'tanayi, and that's Machlok Sanaim, where Rabbi Yaakov says that be karo kamatvis, that the basar b'char before the zrikas dam is what he was referring to, and therefore it's asr, meaning he's saying this mutter meat should be like this b'char meat used to be mi karo kamatvis, and Rabbi Yudah holds that betera kamatvis, or b'hashta kamatvis, that he's saying no, this mutter meat should be like this b'char meat is right now, and right now it's mutter b'achila, and that's b'hashta kamatvis, so it has what to be, it has nothing to be chal on, and therefore it's going to be mutter. So that is the machlokas tanaim. So don't you therefore see that the whole issue of be'etero kamatfis or be'ikaro kamatfis is all about is a machlokas tanaim that we have by Bechar. Let's see if the zoom works now. So it says more low. That's not that you don't have to say that is what the tanaim are arguing about, whether it's Bikaru kamatvis or Beretera kamatvis. Tukule alma, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yehuda, they all talk about a case where it's lufnei zrikas damim, where the Bechar is prior to the zrikas dam, and therefore it's still usher. Aye, so my time of demand is shari. If you take a piece of kosher meat and you say let it be like this b'char, and the b'char is lifnei zrikas dam, why would anyone say that it's mutter? Why would Rabbi Yehuda say it's mutter? L'chora the b'char is no different than any other korban that you could be matfis in. So it could be because Amar Kra ki yidor, the pasuk says ish ki yidor neder la Hashem. So we learn from there ad chi yidor b'davar anadur lafuke b'char d'davar asurhu, that a b'char is not eligible for hatfasa because a b'char, thank you, because a b'char is not a davar anadur, a b'char is a davar ha'asur. And since it's a davar ha'asur, and since it's a davar asur, so it's not going to be chal. So a b'char is a davar anadur and is a davar asur and not a davar anadur, and therefore it's not eligible for hatfasa. So says Gemara, uman da asar. But if that's the case, how does Rabbi Yaakov asar? How's the Rabbi Yaakov who asers? How's he going to explain the pasuk of ish ki yidor neder la Hashem? So he'll say amar kra la Hashem l'rabos davar asar. That even though Rabbi Yaakov is moda that from the pasuk we derive that there's no such thing as hatfasa b'davar asar like in nevelos and trefos, which are things that are asar, but still hatfasa and b'char work. When hadfasa al-bechar is going to work, because the pasuk says la Hashem, so we darshan that it includes a bechar which is kadosh la Hashem, that hadfasa is going to be impactful on a bechar. So the question is, does that mean that Rabbi Yaakov disagrees with the whole concept of davar anadur versus davar asar? So the Ran explains that no, or the Rush explains rather that no, that Rabbi Yaakov agrees with the Mishnah that you can't be matfis in nevelos and trefos because hatfas is not chal on a davar aser. It's just that he holds that something like a bechar, which is a korban Hashem, you could be matfis even though it's a davar aser and not a davar anadur. Meaning there is a rule: you can only do hatfas on a davar anadur and not a davar aser. But I have a riboy in the pasuk Lashem, and Lashem tells me that which is a karban Lashem is you're allowed to be matfis, even though it's a davar aser. So for nevela, trefa, things like that, those aren't a karban Lashem. That goes by the normal rule. You can't be matfis and neder on them because those things are a davar aser. But a karban, even though it's a davar aser, it says Lashem. So Lashem comes to include a bechar in the parsha of nedarim. Uman deshari, and Rabbi Yudu holds that tafasa doesn't work. Lashem mayavale. What does he do with the word Lashem? Sami bayle lematvis bechatos va'asham. He'll need the word Lashem to include if a person is matvis on a chatos and asham, that even though they are a davar aser, because a person is not able to bring a chatos or an asham unless they're chayiv, unless they did a particular avera, they're not ba b'neder and a davar, but they can still be you could still be matvis b'neder. You could say that this piece of meat is like that chatos, like that asham, and the neder is going to be chal, but it's not going to work for a bechor. So says Gemara, why? Umari yisal rabus chatos v'asham lo tias a bechor. What would make you say that the word Lashem tells me that you can be matvis and neder on a chatos and asham, but not on a bechor? They both share the same qualities, meaning they're both a davar aser and they're both a carbon Lashem. So marba ni chatos v'asham shu matvis b'neder. No, I'll include a chatos and asham in the parsha of hatfasa and I'll allow a neder to be nitvas through chatos and asham because it is a davar anadur. Because even though a person can't take offer a chatos or an asham as a neder and a dava, but when a person is chayav chatos asham, he chooses which animal he's going to bring as the chatos or asham. It's totally up to him. So in that sense, it's a davar anadur because he gets to choose which animal he's going to bring. Motzi ani as a bechor shu kadosh meimo. But I'm not going to include a bechor because a bechor, you don't really get to choose which animal is a bechor. First one out of its mother is the bechor. So it has this automatic kedusha, and therefore you can't be matvis and neder in a bechor. A bechor is a davar asur, umanda asur. So now we have to explain Rabbi Yaakov, who holds that that you can be matvis in a bechor, that a bechor is considered a davar another. How could you consider a bechor a davar another? First one born is a bechor. It's automatic. A Kodesh Baruch Hu decides which one is going to be a bechor. Bechor nami matviso b'neder hu detanya mishum Rabbi Amru minayin lenolad bechor b'toch beiso shemitzvah lahakdisho. A bechor is also a davar anadur because the halacha is once the animal is born, it's not just automatically a bechor, it doesn't automatically have kedushas bechor. You have a mitzvah to be makdishit, you have to declare it a bechor. So in that sense, it's considered to be a davar anadur. Uman deshari, and Rabbi Yehuda who holds that matvis bechor, the neder is not going to be chal. Kilo makdish le milo makdish. He's going to say, well, and what happens if you don't? What happens if a bechor is born and you don't fulfill your responsibility of declaring it a bechor? Even if you don't declare it a bechor, it's a bechor anyway. And therefore, it's a davar asur. It is not a davar anadur. So there is the whole machlokas tanaim about having a piece of kosher of regular chulin meat in front of you and a piece of bechor meat in front of you and saying zeh kazeh has nothing to do with bikaru kamatis or bahashta kamatis. We try to say, oh, it's the machlokas tanaim will be poshet the suffix of Rami Bar Chama because now you'll see that it's a machlokas tanaim. No, it has nothing to do with that. The whole machlokas tanaim is just whether a bechor is considered a davar anadur or a davar aser, and therefore at the end of the day, at the end of the whole sugya of the shaila of Rami Bar Chama, whether it be Karu Kamatfis or Bahasha Kamatfis, we don't have an answer. There is no conclusion to this Gemara. So even though we don't have a clear answer in this Gemara, the Ran quotes Ramban that we can be poshet the suffix from a different sugya in Meseches Nazir. Right? If you look in the Ran, he writes in the fourth line of the page, Ulinyan Halacha. Right? He comes to a halacha. He comes to a halacha conclusion, even though the Gemara doesn't come to a halacha conclusion. But he says, based on the Gemara and Nazir, that if a person says, Hareni Nazir, and then another guy, Reuven, says, Hareni Nazir, and then Shimon hears him and he says, Vani, and then Levi hears him and he says, yeah, Vani, and it keeps going. You know, 10, 12 guys all say, Vani, Vani, Vani. So what if the first Nazirus becomes Hutar? So if the first one is Hutar, Hutru Kulam. If the last one is Hutar, then only the last one is Hutar, not the rest. If only Binyamin is Hutar, then only Binyamin. All the rest of them are still Nazirin. What if Yisachar as Nazirus becomes Hutar? So Hemenu Lamaila Asur, anyone who preceded him is going to be still included in the Nazirus. Hemenu Lamato Mutar. But anyone who went after him is going to be Mutar. And the reason that Hemenu Lamato Mutar is because each one, when we assume that when they say Va'ani, they're being Matfis not in Ruvain's Neder Nazirus, they're being Matfis in the previous guy, the guy who came right before them in line. So you see, this is exactly the same idea. Is it Bahashta Kamatvis or Bikaru Kamatvis? Are they going all the way back to the beginning, or are they going to what's right in front of them? what immediately preceded them. So you see very clearly in that Gemara that Bahashta Kamatfis and not Bikaru Kamatfis. And that's why the Ran says, we see Lahalacha, you paskin that Bahashta Kamatfis, Pateru Kamatfis, and not Bikaru Kamatfis. However, the Rambam in the first paragraph of the Sandar Malacha Tazvav paskins Bikaru Kamatfis. So apparently he's not moved by that Gemara in Mesech Nedarim. So the Ran in Mesech Shuas and Daf Ches says that the Rambam is, when he's being Machriya, he thinks the Pashtus of our Sugya, the way Rava and Ravina present the Rayas, is that Bikaru Kamatfis. And if the Raya of the, as far as the Raya of the Ramban, it's a totally different Sugya Lagabe Nazir. It's Gufim Muchulakim Lagabe Nazir. It's either Ruvain or Shimon. I mean, you want to know, what did Yosef mean when he said Va'ani? Did he mean I'm going to be just like Ruvain, or did he mean I'm going to be just like the last guy? Those are two totally different people. Over here, the Shaila is, I have Basar of a Karban, La'achar Zrikas Dam. It's the same meat. I just don't know at what stage of the meat I'm trying to be Matvis my Neder on. Am I saying that my Neder should be like this meat is now, or like this meat was yesterday? That's a totally different sugya, nothing to do with the Gemara Nazir. And therefore the Rambam is not going to be moved by that Gemara Nazir. He doesn't think that that has anything to do with us. Now this concept of Bechar that the Gemara alludes to over here, where the Gemara says, look, if an animal is born first, it's a firstborn animal, it has Kedushas Bechar. And yet, there's a mitzvah lahakdisho. And the whole machlokas is, what do I look at when labeling that animal, when identifying that animal? Is that, do I look at the neder and say, at the commitment that of me being makdisho, and therefore call it a davara nador? Or do I look at the fact that it was born first, and therefore call it a davara aser? So this comes up, Rav Shachter uses this in the Sefer Ginas Egos in Simen Dalit to explain the shita of the Magid Mishnah. The Rambam shita in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chavtes, is that when it comes to the mitzvah of Kiddush, that tzarech lezachreyu b'knisaso b'yitziyaso, that a person has a mitzvah of zechiras Shabbos, both when Shabbos begins and when Shabbos ends. Meaning that not only is the mitzvah of Kiddush a fulfillment of the mitzvah of zachras yom Shabbos akacho, the mitzvah of Havdalah is a mitzvah da'oraisa, a fulfillment of zachras yom Shabbos lekadcho. The Rambam also writes that just like you have a mitzvah to be mekadesh Shabbos, we also have a mitzvah to be mekadesh Yom Tov. And it sounds from the Rambam, Kiddush and Avdalah on Shabbos and Yom Tov are all din d'oraisa. That it's all a mitzvah mid'oraisa. Whereas the Magid Mishnah writes that he doesn't agree. He says Kiddush on Shabbos is d'oraisa. That's it. Havdalah is not d'oraisa on Shabbos. Neither Kiddush nor Avdalah are d'oraisa on Yom Tov. Only Kiddush is d'oraisa. So Rav Shachter suggests maybe the Nekudas HaMachlokas is in what the nature of the mitzvah of Kiddush is. That according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Kiddush is to be mazkir ulahakir havdalas yimei kodesh miyimei chol. It's to mention and recognize the distinction between a day of holiness and a day of chol, and therefore that distinction has to be recognized on its borders when the day comes in and when the day leaves. And it doesn't matter whether the day of kodesh is a day of Shabbos or a day of Yom Tov. On the way in and on the way out, you need to be mazkir and makir the havdalah, the distinction between kodesh and chol. That is the mitzvah of Kiddush and of Havdalah according to the Rambam. However, according to the Magid Mishnah, perhaps the inyan of Kiddush Midoraisa is not to be mafrish and makir, the chilik between Yimei Kodesh and Yimei Chol. No, it is to create a sense of Kedusha on that day. That Gemara in Pesachim says, B'Shabbata ben B'Tzulusa ben B'Kedusha Mekadesh HaShabbos, B'Yom Tov ben B'Tzulusa ben B'Kedusha Mekadesh Shol V'Azmanim. Shabbos and Yom Tov are fundamentally different. Shabbos is the Kaviyah V'Kaima, the Gemara says, is automatic. So we always say Mekadesh HaShabbos, Hashem is the one Mekadesh HaShabbos. Yom Tov is not automatic. The Klal Yisrael has to be Mekadesh Yom Tov because we're in charge of the calendar. We're in charge of determining when Rosh Chodesh is, and that determines Yom Tov. And that's why we say Mekadesh Yisrael Vahazmanin. So it could be that the Magen Mishnah holds that you need all days to be Mukdash Al Yidei Yisrael. And the purpose of Kiddush is to see to it that all days of holiness, are granted their Kedusha through Klal Yisrael. Well, Yom Tov already has its Kedusha through Klal Yisrael. Yom Tov can't happen without Klal Yisrael setting up the calendar. So it's automatic, and therefore there's not going to be a mitzvah of Kiddush Midoraisa on Yom Tov. But Shabbos, it doesn't happen through Klal Yisrael. That's Mekadesh HaShabbos. Hashem does Kedusha Shabbos. So Shabbos needs us to be Mekadesh it in order to see to it that all days of Kedusha are granted their Kedusha through Klal Yisrael. So says Rosh Hashanah, you're going to tell me, but wait a second, if it's already Kadosh, what are we doing? If Hashem was already Mekadesh it, we're not giving a Kedusha when we're Mekadesh it, it's already there. He says, no, sometimes something has an inherent Kedusha, it's an automatic Kedusha, and we add Kedusha to Kedusha song. We add an extra level of Kedusha by declaring it to be Kodesh. He said, you're going to tell me, where do we ever find such a thing? Bechor. A Bechor is born. It's Kadosh Merechem. It's automatically Kadosh. The Gemara says, even if you're not Makdish it, it's Kadosh. And yet, mitzvah lahakdisho. You have a mitzvah to be Makdish it. So much so that there's a Shita in Tanaim that through your mitzvah lahakdisho, it's considered a Davar Nadur. What do you mean it's Davar Nadur? It already has Kedusha anyway. It's Kadosh Merechem. No, you are adding Kedusha to that existing Kedusha. And that's what's happening on Shabbos. When you're Mekadesh Shabbos, you are making this a day whose Kedusha is a function of Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael granted its Kedusha. So on Yom Tov, you're not going to have a mitzvah of Kiddush Midoraisa. Havdalah is never going to be Midoraisa, because Havdalah is never about granting something a sense of Kedusha. He then goes on to say that maybe even within Shittas Rambam, you can hold that that's part of the mitzvah of Kiddush. But anyway, we'll leave that there. Now the Mishnah had said, back in the Gemara, that ki imra, kedirim, that if a person says that this kikar should be on me like a sheep, or he says it should be like the dirim, which is the karbanos that are found in the rooms in the Beis HaMikdash where they're waiting to be brought as karbanos. So in all those cases, the neder is going to be chal. So Tana, we have a brisa that tells me, imra, li imra, ki imra, whether you just say the word or you say it with the lamed prefix or the chaf prefix, dirim, la dirim, ka dirim, Eitzim, la eitzim, ka eitzim, ishim, la ishim, ka ishim, mizbeach, la mizbeach, ka mizbeach, heichal, la heichal, ka heichal, Yerushalayim, li Yerushalayim, ki Yerushalayim, kulan, sha'ochalach aser. In any of those lashonos, if you finish the sentence by saying sha'ochalach, then it's going to be aser, the nether is going to be chal. But lo ochalach, if you finish the sentence by saying lo ochalucha, then mutter. Then it's going to be mutter to eat from your friend. It's not going to, the nether's not going to be chal. So man shamin and lay, to lo shani lay, imra, li imra, ki imra. Who's the shita that holds that it doesn't matter whether you have the lamed prefix, the chaf prefix, or no prefix at all? And even if you say it without a chaf hadimion, the nether's going to be chal. So that's Rabbi Meir. That must be the shita of Rabbi Meir. Really, says the Rosh? Where? Where does Rabbi Meir say that without a chaf hadimion, that the neder is going to be chal? What known shita of Rabbi Meir says like that? So the Rosh writes, yeah, nowhere. We don't know anywhere on record that Rabbi Meir says that way. But Rabbi Meir is usually the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara is assuming that when it mentions the shita of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, it's mistaver that Rabbi Meir is cholik on Rabbi Yehuda. So that's why we're assuming it's Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, but it can't be Rabbi Meir, because they're masefa, meaning this brisa can't be offered by Rabbi Meir, because then you got to read the rest of the brisa. The brisa says v'kulan in all of these lashonos that we mentioned in the brisa. If you say lo ochalach mutter, if you finish the sentence by saying the words lo ochalach, then it's mutter to eat from the other person. The neder is not going to be chal. Va'tanan, but didn't we learn in the Mishnah in this amud la korban lo ochalach? Rabbi Meir oser that Rabbi Meir says the neder is chal. The Amar Rabbi Abba, and Rabbi Abba is going to explain in Amud Beis that the reason he asks is because nasa ka'omer la korban yehei lefichach lo ochalach. We treat it as if the person is saying, let this be a carbon, and therefore I can't eat it. And that's why the neder is going to be chal. So if the Tana of the Brisa is really Rabbi Meir, it turns out it's a stir in Rabbi Meir. Because in the Brisa it says that if you conclude with the phrase, lo ochalach, no neder, it's going to be mutter. And in the Mishnah it says that if you conclude lo ochalach, it's going to be aser, there is a neder. So it says, lo kasha. Hada amar lo li'imra, different girsos over here. The Ron quotes two other girsos. Hada amar lo li'imra, that one, the Bryce is talking about a case where he said lo li'imra, and therefore it's mutter, because you're saying that this should not be Imra, rather it should be Chulin. But when you say Lo Ochalach, that doesn't prevent the Neder from being Chal. And Hada Amar Li Imra, and the Mishnah is talking about where you say Li Imra, and therefore it's going to be Aser, because you're saying that this should be Li Imra, even though you conclude the phrase with Lo Ochalach. You conclude the sentence with Lo Ochalach. So it's just two different Lashonos, whether it's Lo Li Imra or Li Imra, and therefore it's not a Stira within Rameir. Now says the Mishnah, other Lashonos of Nedarim. Ha'omer Karban Ola, Mincha, Chatas, Toda, Shlamim. Person says, Karban Ola, Mincha, Chatas, or Shlamim, all these things that are Chavash, Shani Ochalach. So Asr, the Neder is going to be Chal, it's going to be Asr to eat from your friend. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's Matir, the Neder is not going to be Chal. But if you say, Ha Karban, Ki Karban, Karban, Shah Ochalach, if you say Ha Karban, or Ki Karban, or Karban, Shah Ochalach, then the Neder is going to be Chal, and therefore Asr. You're not going to be allowed to eat. La Karban Lo Ochalcha, Rabbi Meir Oser. If you say La Karban Lo Ochalcha, Rabbi Meir is going to say you're not allowed to eat it because we assume that it means La Karban Yehei, and therefore Lo Ochalcha. That let this be a Karban, and because it is a Karban, Lo Ochalcha, I'm not going to eat from you. So Katani, Karban Ha Karban Ki Karban, Sha Ochalcha Oser. It says in our Mishnah that if a person says Karban Ha Karban Ki Karban, and he concludes with the words Sha Ochalcha, it in the Neder is going to be Chal, it's going to be Oser. Stamatana Kerabi Meir. So the mission is following Shita Rameir de lo Shanile, Bain Imra Li Imra, who doesn't distinguish between a person saying Imra or Li Imra. Well, I Rabbi Meir, Hakatani, Hadikatani, if it's going like Rabbi Meir, we have a problem because it says Ha Karban Sha'ochalach Asr, but Vatanya, Modim Cham Rabbi Yehuda, Ba Omer Ha Karban, Vaha Ola, Vaha Mincha, Vaha Chata Sha'ochalach, Shemoter, Shalom Nader Ze, Ela Bechaye Karban. That if you say any of those, the Neder is not going to be Chal because you're only saying by the life of this animal, which doesn't mean anything. So the Neder is not going to be Chal. So the Mishnah is Soser, what the Chacham say in the Brisa. Because in the Mishnah it says that when you say HaKarban Sha'ochalach, it's Asr. In the Brisa it says that if you say HaKarban Sha'ochalach, it's going to be Mutter. So it seems to be a Stira. So it says Mar Lo Kasha. Hada Amar HaKarban, Vahada Amar HaKarban. That in the Brisa it's talking about where the person said two words, Ha Karban, and therefore the Neder is not going to be Chal, it's going to be Mutter. The Mishnah is talking about where he said one word, Hakarban, in one word, and therefore the Neder is going to be Chal, it's going to be awesome. My time, oh, why is it that when you say Ha Karban, the Neder is not going to be Chal, because we assume that you mean Chaye Karban Ka'amar, that you're taking a Neder by the life of the Karban, which doesn't mean anything, and therefore the Neder is not going to be Chal. Tosfos Rashi raises the question, back on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosfos Rashi raises the question that if in a situation where you say Le Karban Lo Ochalach, it's Aser, because you explain, we touch it up to mean Le Karban Yehei, and therefore Lo Ochalach, so when you say Kar Karban, doesn't that also sound like you're saying that it should be like a Karban, and therefore Lo Ochalach, and therefore it should be Aser? Why when you say Kar Karban, don't we say the same thing, that it should be Aser? So you says that when you say carbon or ka carbon, the derech of lashon, of the way language works, is to be mesayim that sentence by saying carbon yehei or kar carbon yehei, and therefore if you say carbon lo ochalach, you're not saying that you want it to be a carbon and therefore lo ochalach, because if that's what you meant, then you should have said the normal thing. You should have said carbon yehei. But when you say la carbon, it's not the derech to say yehei. So even if you don't say yehei, we assume that's what you mean, that la carbon, that la carbon, it should be a carbon and therefore lo ochalach. And that's the difference between la carbon versus carbon and kikarbon. That apparently in normal language, I don't know how we, you know, how we know this, but when you say carbon or kikarbon, the normal way to finish the sentence would be yehei. So by not saying yehei, we assume that's not what you mean. But when you say la carbon, the normal way to finish the sentence is not yehei. But anyway, so the Gemara asks Katani la carbon lo ochalach remeir oser, that in the Sefer of the Mishnah, if a person says la carbon lo ochalach remeir aser, so the Gemara assumes that the reason it's aser is because we understand him to be saying, Lo karban yehe, mashalo ochal mimcha, that whatever I eat, whatever I don't eat from you should not be like a karban. And what he means to say is, whatever I do eat from you should be like a karban, and therefore I'm asering myself in all of your food. But wait, he didn't say that. That's only a mashmaus. Based on what he said, we're being medayik. But Rameir, v'alesle Rabbi Meir, mechalava tashmehein. Rameir is the shita that says you're not allowed to do that. That just because he says the negative of something, we're not allowed to derive the flip side. We're not allowed to derive the positive. So Rabbi Abba says, no, it's not that we're making a deal and we're deriving the positive and we're flipping what he said. No, it's because when he says lekarbon lo ochalach nasaka omer lekarbon yehi lefichach lo ochalach, it's not that when he's saying lekarbon lo ochalach we're therefore medayik, whatever I do eat from you should be like a carbon. No, he's saying that le carbon yeh, that let your food be your carbon, and therefore the result is lo achlach. So he's saying it directly. It's not a diuk that we're making. It's not a mechal lava tashmei hein or mechal hein atashmei alav. He's actually saying it directly. And now we move on to the last Mishnah in the first parak of Masechet Nedarim. Homer lechavero konim pi medabrimach. Person asks his dibur with his friend like a carbon, or he says yodai osi imach. He asks doing malacha with his friend, or raglay me'alechas imach. He asks walking with his friend. Usher. In all of these cases, it's going to be usher. It's going to be chal. The Gemara explains. The Gemara asks, wait a second. The Gemara is assuming right now that the neder is chal on the act of speaking, on the act of doing malacha, on the act of walking. None of those things are a substantial item. There's no thing for the neder to be chal on. These are activities. So ruminu, but I'll ask you, stira chomer b'shuos mi b'shuos. There are certain chomers that nedarim have over shuos, and that shuos have over nedarim. Chomer b'nedarim, the chomers that nedarim have that don't apply to shuos, is shan nedarim chal in ala mitzvah kibur shuos. That nedarim are chal on a mitzvah just like they're chal on a shuos. Meaning, a person can aser a cheft social mitzvah on himself with a neder. A person can say konam sukkah alai, konam tefillin alai, and the neder will be chal. He's not going to be able to do that mitzvah with that sukkah, with that tefillin, to sit in the tzel sukkah or to put on tefillin. The Gemara is going to explain later on Daf Tezayin why that works, but that does work. A person could take a neder on the chefta shel sukkah, on the chefta shel tefillin, mashen kim b'shvus, whereas a shvur you can't do. A person cannot take a shvur that I will not sit in sukkah, that I will not put on tefillin. That's a shvur shav. He cannot take a shvur not to do a mitzvah. So that's a chumrah they have by nedarim over shvus, that nedarim could be chal even on a dvar mitzvah. And what's the chumrah that shvus has over nedarim? The chumrah b'shvus, shashvus chalus al davar sheish ba mamish. Shvus are chal on something that is substantial, on an object, and v'shein ba mamish, and even on an activity, even on something that's not mamashi, even on something that's not substantial. Mashein kin b'nedarim, as opposed to nedarim, and neder is only chal on a davar sheish ba mamish. So isn't that against our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said that the neder is going to be chal on your dibur, on your maisa, on your hiluch. All of that is a davar sheish ba mamish. Now, why is it that by a shavua it's going to be chal on a davar sheish ba mamish, by a neder not? So the Ran points out this is the most fundamental distinction between a shvua and a neder, that a shvua is an iser gavra and a neder is an iser chefza. In order to have an iser chefza, there needs to be a chefetz. In order to have an iser gavra, you don't need a chefetz. You're asering yourself. You're asering certain activities on yourself. So neder is not chal on the person. It's on the davar ha'asur. So it's only going to be chal when there is a davar ha'asur, when there is a thing. Whereas a shvua is chal on the person. It's a din in the gavra. And as long as the gavra is there, the shvua has the ability to be chal. So answers the Gemara. So again, the Gemara is asking that if that's true, that a neder needs a tangible object, how come our Mishnah says that a neder could be chal on talking and walking and doing? So Amr Rav Yehuda, Ba'omer ye osar pi lidiburi. The guy is saying that konam pi medabrimach, that he's saying that my mouth should be usher insofar as its dibor is concerned. So there is an object, it's his mouth. Yadai osa imach, raglai ma'alechas imach. So he's identifying a davar mamashi, his mouth, his hands, his feet. for their walking. Yaday l'maseim raglay li'iluchan. That's what he means to say. Since his mouth and his feet and his hands are davar sheyesh b'mamish, the neder is therefore going to be chal. Dekanami dekatani pi medabirimcha v'lo katani sha'ani medabirimcha. And that's why the Mishnah uses the word pi medabirimcha. It doesn't just say sha'ani medabirimcha, that I won't speak to you. It's pi medabirimcha, that my mouth won't speak with you. So hadron lach kol kinui, and now we move on to the second parak of Maseches Nedarim. So we start with a very obvious statement. Ve'elim mutarin chulin sha'ochalach. The following are cases where the neder is not going to be, there's not going to be any neder, it's going to be chal, everything's going to be mutar. So case number one is, someone says to his friend, chulin sha'ochalach, whatever I eat from you has a din of chulin, meaning it's no isra at all. So that's mutar. So that's obvious that it's mutar. So the Gemara in Yudal Raman Alf is going to explain why the Tana has to say that. Obviously, if you say, whatever I eat from you should be chulin, okay, so then it's chulin, then it's fine. But now, the Iker Chiddush of the Mishnah is what we've been saying this whole time, what's come up already many times, and that is that a neder can only be matfis b'davar anadur, but not b'davar asr, that you can't say, kikar zeh should be like trefa. Trefa is a davar asr, it's not a davar anadur. You can only make it like a davar anadur. So we're going to give six examples of a davar asr where you can't say that the neder is not going to be matfis. So kibasar chazir, that's one example, that you say, whatever I eat from you should be on me, should be to me like basar chazir. Second example, I just got a shayla about basar chazir this morning. Someone said that a guy ordered Uber Eats from Dunkin' Donuts, and he ordered Fakin from Dunkin' Donuts, and the Uber Eats came and delivered, and he was eating with his friends, and one of his friends said, this isn't Fakin, I wasn't always from, this is bacon. And it turns out the Uber Eats driver figured, my nafkamina, whether I go to that Dunkin' Donuts or the other Dunkin' Donuts, and he went and he picked it up from another Dunkin'. I don't even know how that happens. I thought it goes straight to the store. I'm not sure how that works, but he delivered him some, so he said, is there any halacha that you shouldn't order Uber Eats from Dunkin' Donuts? Yeah, there's halachas about how to deliver food. When you deliver food, it needs to come sealed. That's the reason for these halachos. So whether it's a wise idea for kosher Dunkin' Donuts to have fakin is a different question. But that is based. That's why we have these halachos in Shulchan Aruch. But anyway, nothing to do with us. Kibasar chazir. So if a person says a neder is going to be chal, let this be to me like basar chazir. Kavod schavim, let it be like avodah zara. Ka'oros luvuvin, let it be like the aura of a behema that's heart was ripped out of its chest as a form of to be makrovit for avodah zara. So it's the entire aura is considered to krovas avodah zara, and to krovas avodah zara zasubana. That's different than the second one. Kavod schav means like the avodah zara atzma. Oros luvuvin are to krovas avodah zara. In a certain sense, to krovas avodah zara is more chomer than avodah zara atzma. Avodah zara itself, the guy can be mevatel the avodah zara. He could say that I'm no longer using this avodah zara and no longer has the status of avodah zara. To krovas avodah zara, you can't be mevatel. Fourth example, kinevelos or trefos. That's also davar asr. Fifth example, klishka that are also b'achila. And sixth example, kechalas aron ketrumaso, like the chala that you give to the kohen. Aron is just an example of a kohen, or like truma that you give to a kohen. So in all those cases, when you say that whatever I eat from you should be like these things, they're all mutter. There's no neder, because the neder can't be chal on a davar aser. So the Ran points out that the Mishnah is going in a particular order over here. It starts with basar chazer, which is only aser b'achila, and then it builds up in chumrah. Then it goes to avodah zara, which is not only asr b'achila but asr b'anah as well. Then it goes to oros levuvin, where there's no bittul of the isra anah because it's tekrovas avodah zara, where there's not going to be any bittul. Then it goes to what's after oros levuvin. We went to nevelus and trefos. Nevelus and trefos, and nevela at least has tuma. There's tumas nevela. So beyond what tekrovas avodah zara is, then we go to shkatzim ramasim that not only have tuma, it's a more chamer dikatuma because nevelus and trefos are only time because I. And then we do chalas aron trumaso, that even though it's aser to zarim by kori shem truma, it's not a davar anadur. I mean, you would think that would be the ultimate davar anadur because it only becomes aser through being kori shem, but that's still not considered to be a davar anadur. So in all those cases, it's mutter. So now says the Gemara, but ha'omer li ishto harei atalai ki ima. If a person says to his wife, you should be asura to me like my mother's asura to me, meaning he asurs tashmish with his own wife like his mother, which is arayos to him, even though the neder is not chal because he's matfis bedavra asur min haTorah and his mother is asur min haTorah. But if the Gemara is going to explain, if the guy is an ama aretz who's taking this neder, we're going to still make him go through the process of finding of undoing the neder, even though really the neder should never have been chal. Poschlo Pesach. We are posea. We make him find a Pesach for the neder. The chacham are machmir on him to find the Pesach, and it has to be makom acher. The Pesach cannot be inherent. It can't be that if you would have known that it's not respectful to your mother to say that your wife should be usher to you like your mother, would you have taken the neder? That's not a good enough Pesach. The Pesach has to be external. Why are the Chum so machmir on the Am Aretz that he shouldn't, that the neder shouldn't just be mutter me'elov, because after all, it's a davar asur, shalo yokel rosh lekach. If we're matir when he's matir his wife, bedavar asur, he can come to be matir when he's matir bedavar another as well, and then the neder is really going to be chal, she's really going to be asur. Asura to him, so we don't want that confusion to happen. But it's dafka if he's Madir's wife that they're machmir, that the Am Aretz would, because the Ran points out that an Am Aretz is likely to do that. An Am Aretz doesn't have such refined midos, so he's always going to be machmir on his wife, and he's always going to say crazy things to his wife. So we're afraid that next time he's going to actually be machmir bedavar another and not bedavar asur, and it's actually going to create a real sense of a neder. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up at the beginning of the Gemara. Great day, everybody. Thank you.